deep breath, Stephanie. Not a terrific time to hyperventilate. If I passed out from lack of oxygen, God knows what would happen. Suppose he was from outer space, and he conducted an anal probe while I was unconscious. A shiver ripped through me. Yuck. What are we looking at here? I asked him. Ghost? Vampire? Space alien? He slouched back into the couch and sat the television on.
You're in the ballpark.
I was at a loss. How do you get rid of someone who can unlock locks? You can't even have him arrested by the police. And even if I decided to call the police, what would I say? I have a sort of real guy in my apartment. Suppose I cuffed you and chained you to something. What then? He was channel surfing, concentrating on the television.
I could get loose.
Suppose I shot you.
I'd be pissed off, and it's not smart to piss me off.
But could I kill you? Could I hurt you?
What is this, 20 questions? I'm looking for a game here. What time is it anyway, and where am I?
You're in Trenton, New Jersey. It's 8 o'clock in the morning, and you didn't answer my question. He flipped the television off.
Crud! Trenton! I should have guessed. 8 in the morning! I have a whole day to look forward to. Wonderful. And the answer to your question is a qualified no. It wouldn't be easy to kill me, but I suppose if you put your mind to it, you could come up with something.
I went to the kitchen and phoned my next-door neighbor, Mrs. Carwatt. I was wondering if you could come over for just a second, I said. There's something I'd like to show you. A moment later, I ushered Mrs. Carwatt into my living room. What do you see? I asked her. Is there anyone...